The Dispossessed by Ursula K. Le Guin. Two worlds circling each other. Beautiful Eurus, center of a powerful empire, and barren Anaris, home of a noble experiment in human freedom. For 200 years, there has been no contact. Then Chebec, the most brilliant scientist of his time, decides to make an historic journey.
Golden Horn calling Anaris. We are in pre-landing orbit.
I'm ready. Golden Horn.
Bloody anarchists can't even run a spaceport.
Golden Horn to Anaris. Is our visitor there? Do you have Dr. Chebec?
God, I'd like to blast them.
Kill this Chebec, you bright boy.
What's so special about this muck-eater anyway?
I don't know. But if we don't get him back to Eurus, we might as well not come back ourselves. Calling Anaris. Calling Anaris spaceport.
I don't like this. We're taking us down.
God.
Now you keep your finger on the red button, no matter what happens. That's an order.
Why are you guarding him, sister? You're an anarchist just like us.
Chebec has rights.
Everyone on Anaris has rights.
Get away from the ship. Don't get hurt.
Door's opening.
Look, there's Chebec.
He's coming out the back room.
Let's get him.
No, get back. Please, get back.
Damn you. We're just defense committee.
We're just doing a job.
Eurus will destroy me.
Go, Chebec. Oh, go.
Stop him, filthy proprietarian.
Run, Chebec. For the sake of Anaris, go.
Not hurt, sister.
He's dead. This one has been on this planet 200 years. The Public Defense Committee has never killed anyone.
These inoculations will protect you from anything you're not used to when we land on Eurus. I hope you can bear with me, Dr. Chebec.
You are a doctor. I am just plain Chebec.
You are a winner of the Say Owen Prize. On my world, we treat scientists with respect.
Respect means giving people strange titles. Well, I can see I have much to learn.
Ow! Now, you're going to feel a bit feverish for a couple of days, Dr. Chebec. But I'll have you in good health by the time we get home.
Home? I do not think that I have ever had what you proprietarians call a home. Odo, our founder, once said, true journey is return.
My son.
No, Chebec, it is not your son. Nothing is yours. If you want to enjoy the sun on Anaris, you must learn to share it with him.
My son!
But then I'll take you back inside until you learn to stop being proprietary.
No! No, my
it's
son!
It's all right. I'll take him now.
You are the father?
Yes. We're going to have dinner with the mother. She's leaving tonight for Abernay.
Well, won't you be able to get a posting there,
I'm afraid not. But the mother's got important work to do in Abernay. I'm staying here, North Setting.
I see. Well, Chebec's a good boy. But he's one of those children who just can't take life easily. He's going to need a lot of loving.
Now,
In dealing with fractions, if I first cut something in half, and then cut the halves in half, we get quarters. Then, eighths. Then, 16.
I have an idea.
Please, Shevik, I'm trying to teach a lesson.
Yeah, but it's never going to get to the end.
What are you talking about?
Well, suppose you're throwing a ball to reach a tree. Every time, you can only throw it halfway. You're never going to reach the tree, because even when you're almost on top of it, you can only still throw it halfway to the tree.
Does that idea help other students, Shevik?
Well, I was just thinking.
You're not thinking. You are egoizing, Shevik. Now leave the room until you learn to share with your brothers and sisters.
It's not fair. Things are really weird on Eurus. If you needed something and you took it, they locked you up and they wouldn't let you out. It was called a prison.
I know. If you didn't do what they told you, they'd hit you on the ass with a big strap.
Yeah, and the worst is when they put you in a room all by yourself. Nobody ever spoke to you.
I couldn't stand that.
I know. They did it to Odo for 2 whole years. That's when she wrote her prison letters. She said the whole of Eurus was a prison.
Yeah, I'd have gone crazy.
Yeah.
Doesn't scare me.
Stop egoizing, Kagid.
I couldn't be in a prisoner if I wanted to be.
But if you were a prisoner, you couldn't choose if you wanted to be or not. That's what was so weird about it. If we put you in that vegetable cellar and locked the door, you'd be screaming to get out.
Like hell I would.
Prisoner, put your hands on top of your head.
You want to fight, Shevik?
Yeah, you said you weren't afraid to be a prisoner. We're going to lock you in that cellar.
Shevik, I'm not afraid. When do I get in?
Are you a prisoner or not? Prisoners aren't allowed to ask questions.
Let's just do it.
Shevik, let them lock the door.
It's after midnight.
Not until he asks us.
They're going to be looking for us.
Are you all right?
What time is it?
It's almost morning. You can come out now.
Go away. I'll come out when I feel like it. Oh, what's that smell?
I shit his pants. Shevik, where are you going?
I'm gonna be sick.
Dr. Shevik. Dr. Shevik, are you all right?
Oh, yes. Thank you. You know, when I was a boy, we used to climb to the top of the hill and look up at Eurus. We were taught that life on Eurus was terrible, but we did not know if we should believe what we were taught.
Yes, well, we'll be landing in an hour. You've just got time to clean up and get your clothes on.
Great pleasure today to welcome Shevik, the foremost scientist of our time, and to present him in recognition of his great contribution to mathematics and temporal physics, the Golden Cube of CUON, the highest civilian award on the planet of Eurus.
Oh, look how tall he is.
Thank you.
His clothes.
Thank you.
He looks like a figure. Oh, I think he looks very distinguished.
He looks very sad.
Thank you. Two 200 years ago, my people left Eurus to found a new society on Anaurus. It was a time, let us be honest with each other, there was war and revolution and much shedding blood. When my people finally reached Anaurus, they were very bitter. They closed the door on the past. I am the first person in 2 centuries to return from Anaurus. I have come to bring our peoples together again.
Oh. Bravo.
ambassador from Planet Hay.
Oh, wow.
The ambassador from Planet Terra. The envoy from the Outer Planet Federation. The president of the Urasti Commonwealth and Dr. Shevek.
Never seen anything like this.
Your ship was a bit late arriving. We thought you'd be hungry, so we prepared a little buffet to welcome you.
A little buffet? You have mountains of food on those tables. It looks like enough to feed half of an Aris.
Let me fill up a plate for you, Dr. Shevek.
No plums, Dr. Shevek. Not too late for the week.
Oh, it's all right, Tata. I'm not hungry. Tata, can I tell you my dream?
If you want.
There were two people. One of them was you, I think. They were both yelling at me to dig in the ground. And when I did, I found this big pipe and millions of numbers started falling out. And suddenly, I felt very happy. I tried to tell the other person, but she wouldn't listen to me. She had long hair right down to her waist.
I think that was Rulak.
The mother?
Yes. But you couldn't remember her. She left before you were two.
Were you sad when she left?
Rulak was a brilliant engineer. They wanted her to come to the Institute at Abney.
Well, you could have gone, too.
We talked about it. I like it here at North Setting. And we both realized that I was more a parent than Rulak could ever be.
Well, I'm glad you stayed.
Don't ever think badly of Rulak. I don't. Rulak and I both made free choices. That is what life on Anaris is all about.
Tata, can I study mathematics? Could I for my whole life?
Of course. Who would stop you?
I don't know.
No one on Anaris will ever stop you, Shevek. Back on Eurus, when Oda first talked about anarchism, they locked her up. And finally, they killed her. The very idea of freedom terrified people on Eurus. But on this planet, we are free.
Well, I'm free to have plums for dessert, even if there aren't any.
Shut up. You're impossible.
Ah, oh, Dr. Shevek, are you really the man in the moon?
Yes, in a sense, I suppose I am.
Is that why you keep looking at the ceiling?
Not exactly.
Why don't you look at me when you talk to me? I like looking at you.
I don't wish to give offense. I'm not accustomed. On my world, women cover themselves up.
Don't you like my breasts?
I don't think it is a question of what I like. I don't wish to embarrass you.
I will be very offended if you do not admire my breasts, man in the moon. Women on Eurus are proud of their bodies. We're not afraid to uncover our breasts and show them off.
Yes. Well, I have much to learn about your world.
Oh, you're going to love Eurus. Come, meet my friends. They're dying to talk to you.
There was a young man. He was getting me some food.
Yes, Dio. He's my husband. Don't worry. He'll find us.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, brother. You must be on the night shift, right?
Sir?
Well, I was sure that there must be more than one person living here. You could fit a whole dormitory from Anaris into this place.
Yes, sir. I've drawn your bath, sir.
You've what?
I've drawn your bath, sir. And I've taken a liberty. I hope you'll forgive me.
How can you take a liberty? Are we not both free men?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm sure we are. But you see, sir, I've thrown your old clothes in the incinerator.
Is this some sort of Urasti custom?
Oh, no, sir. But your old clothes were, well, lower class is the only way I can describe them. Just an old shirt with holes in it and a pair of baggy trousers. So I slipped out this morning and got you a whole new outfit. Swallowtail jacket, a brocade waistcoat, knee breeches, gaiters, and even a pair of silk stockings. All in patterns of blue, silver, and grey, sir. I hope you don't mind, sir.
If I did mind, what could you do about it?
Oh, well, I don't know, sir. We want you to be happy on yours, sir.
Stop calling me sir. My name is Shevick.
I'll try, Mr. Shevick. We all want you to feel at home here, sir. I'll get it, sir.
I don't think I belong on this planet.
Yes, Dr. Atro and Dr. Sile to see you.
Shevick, at last, after all these years, we meet face to face.
Atro, I have looked forward to this meeting.
Let me give you an old-fashioned Urasti bear hug. Ah, oh, Shevick, I'm so glad you finally listened to us and came to Uras. Oh, you've met my young colleague, Sile Pei, I think.
Ah, yes, the young man of plates.
Plates, Sile?
He was kind enough to help me get my dinner last night.
Ah, Sire's my assistant and a full professor here at the World University.
Dr. Shevick, I grew up reading and admiring your principles of sequencing.
I don't think Afro would be so kind. We have spent our lives destroying each other's theories.
You were always a better destroyer, Shevick, but now you're here. And now you can work on your unified theory of sequency and simultaneity.
How far along are you? I'm working on it.
Every physicist on the 14 known worlds is waiting for you to finish.
You have all been very helpful. But I don't feel at home here.
Is there anything you need?
I would like to ask about the women.
Oh. Any kind you'd like. Sayo, I thought I told you to look after our guest. Just tell us your preferences, dear friend. Anything within reason.
One does hear strange stories about sex life on Anares, but I'm sure we can look after you, Dr. Shevick, and very discreetly.
No. Last night I met many women, hundreds of them, it seems, and not one of them spoke to me about physics.
Good Lord, no. Can't do the math. Women think with the old groin. Not that you'll ever hear me complaining about that.
Do you find women on Anares capable of original scientific work?
It's more that they found me capable. Mitis, my first teacher at North Setting, was a woman. So was Gavarib at the Institute. I think you probably know her books.
Gavarib was a woman. I'll be damned. Well, we can't tell from your names, of course. You and Anaresti make such a fetish out of not distinguishing between the sexes.
Odo, who founded our movement, was a woman.
Yes, I'd almost forgotten that. Oh, as the ancients say, a beautiful, virtuous woman is an inspiration to us all, the most precious thing on earth.
I see. As a scientist, I don't think I can work on your world.
Shevick, there's something I think you ought to see.
This is our particle smasher tunnel. Those tunnels go back to Hopper Mountain Range.
I never dreamed.
It cost $20 billion to build, and it's yours.
Mine?
Yours to command, Shevick. Come here with any equation, any theory you want to test. They'll run it for you.
Anarchists never built anything like this, did they, Shevick?
These are the light tunnels. They go back 700 miles. We run laser beams. Building up their speed, then we drive them into each other.
It's a bit like the atom smashing they did in the Middle Age, only now we can break apart light waves.
What's that screen, Shevick? Watch it.
Unbelievable.
I am here every day, Dr. Shemek. I will run any experiment you give me.
So, Dr. Atrom, our friend has taken the bait?
I think so.
He did not suspect that you were sent to him by the state police?
Colonel Andras, I do not think the idea would ever occur to him. He has decided to stay on at the World University and do some work there on his unified theory.
Does he know why we brought him here? Has he heard anything about the rebellion on the outer planets?
I don't think so.
Good. He should keep his head clear for mathematics. But you and I know, don't we, Dr. Atro?
Huh?
If we had Shevek's theory, we could have instant space travel. A spaceship could take off from Eurus and land on the outer planets a minute or two later. Just imagine, you're up there, scheming and plotting, thinking you've got time to spare. And suddenly a hole in the sky opens up and 1,000 battle cruisers come pouring out, all firing their laser beams and particle cannons. We could crush the whole rebellion like grinding a cockroach under our heels.
Indeed. Strange, isn't it, Colonel? This big, clumsy peasant has become the most important man in the 14 known worlds.
And your job, Dr. Atro, is to see that he works for us.
Part One of The Dispossessed by Ursula K. Le Guin. Dramatized by David Lewis Stein. Starring Gary Reinecke as Shevek, Barbara Gordon as Takver, John Swindells as Atro, and Phil Aiken as Sayo, with Gilly Fennec as Ephor, Geza Kovacs as Andras, Ishwar Mulji as Palat, John Friesen as the teacher and the president, Barbara Budd as Drea, Karam Maliki Sanchez as young Shevek, Ian Heath as young Tyrin, and Marlo Vela as Kaga. Original music was composed and performed by Marsha Coffey, with Hugh Marsh, David Tomlinson, Scott Alexander, Michael White, and Sandy Crawley. Vocalists were Annie Goldspink, Brenda Webb, and Sandy Crawley. Series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich. Technical operations were by John McCarthy. Sound effects by Bill Robinson. Production assistant, Heather Brown. The Dispossessed was produced and directed at Studio G in Toronto by William Lane. Next week, hear part two of The Dispossessed.